tie between China and Latin America and the Caribbean have already been expanding, as China is now the top trading partner of many countries in the region, including Brazil, Chile, and Argentina. Bilateral cooperation has also been extended to areas including innovation, infrastructure construction, and cultural and people-to-people exchanges. Ahead of the second ministerial meeting of the China and the Community of Latin American and the Caribbean States Forum, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China wants to create stronger ties with Latin American and Caribbean countries in helping expand the Belt and Road Initiative. Chile's Foreign Minister Gerardo Munoz has lauded China for rejecting protectionism, adding that Latin America could put more effort into expanding trade and ties with China and take advantage of the talks to do so. Wang Xiaoyuan, former Chinese ambassador to Uruguay, Costa Rica, and Colombia, says the Belt and Road Initiative provides a chance for Latin American and the Caribbean countries to integrate their projects with Chinese know-how.
Through the Belt and Road Initiative, the two sides now have a framework to help build bilateral cooperation. Latin American countries have been making bigger steps in economic development. China can help improve on that through its advantages in manufacturing, energy, infrastructure construction, finance, and other areas. We need to combine the development strengths of both sides.
It's expected the ministerial meeting will create cooperation plans for the next 5 years. China will reportedly offer the region $250 billion in investment opportunities over the next decade. Former Ecuadorian ambassador to China, Jose Borja, says Latin American and the Caribbean countries believe China has mutual development in mind.
I think this meeting is very important because it represents the diplomatic efforts made by both China and the Latin American and the Caribbean states. I want to emphasize that the two sides have strong willingness to upgrade bilateral relationship. In the long run, it would surely help improve people's livelihoods in both China and Latin America, which is the ultimate goal of economic development.
Cultural exchanges have also been on the rise between China and Latin American and Caribbean countries. Chinese language learning has been boosted by the establishment of 50 Confucius Institutes in Latin American and Caribbean countries, with over 50,000 students currently learning Mandarin and other aspects of the Chinese culture. Roberto Lafonte is the head of the Confucius Institute in Latin America and the Caribbean.
The Confucius Institute has consistently bridged China and Latin America and the Caribbean countries. It lays a solid foundation for mutual understanding and play a remarkable role in boosting bilateral political and economic cooperation. I must just stress here that a political and economic relationship without a cultural understanding is weak and meaningless.
The forum between China and Latin American and Caribbean countries includes the 33 member nations of the Community of Latin American and the Caribbean States. The ministerial meeting this year features some parallel sessions covering areas such as politics, industry, tourism, and agriculture. The first ministerial meeting of the forum was held in Beijing in 2015. For CRI, I'm Meng Guang.